This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. It is an understatement to say that the past 14 months have been tough on healthcare workers. A recent poll showed that 30% of them have considered leaving the medical profession as a result of the pandemic, and thousands of nurses, doctors, coroners, hospital janitors have died from COVID or COVID-related causes. For the next installment of our series, My Economy, we have the story of how one medical professional found her role in this crisis.
My name is Suzanne Coven, and I'm a primary care physician and writer in residence at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. I have been practicing medicine for 35 years. So last spring at my hospital, like hospitals all around the world, there was a very rapid mobilization of the COVID effort. Sports medicine became a COVID clinic, and pediatric became COVID units, and so forth. And this all happened almost overnight. And right around that time, an email came around to primary care doctors, such as myself, asking if we might want to volunteer to work in a COVID screening clinic. I'm at a stage in my career, I'm in my 60s now, where when emails come around announcing new initiatives and new opportunities, I tend to delete them. And I deleted this one. I thought, you know, this is a younger woman's game, and I'll be better able to support my colleagues if I see patients virtually from home. And so I deleted the email, except then for the next 48 hours, I just paced around the house as if I had a pebble in my shoe. What I realized is that as afraid as I might be to do that work, and I don't want to exaggerate my bravery, but what I realized is that no matter how much fear I had, the discomfort of not being myself was going to be much greater. And what not being myself meant was not being a doctor. And so I went into my deleted folder and I retrieved the email and I signed up to work in the COVID clinic. There was such a sense of purpose. There was such a sense of camaraderie. I know this sounds really strange, but I can think of fewer, happier times in my career. Now, I wasn't putting myself at the kind of risk that others were, but paradoxically, or maybe not so paradoxically, I felt much safer and much more at ease with my colleagues in the hospital than I had felt sitting on the sidelines worrying.
That was Dr. Suzanne Coven, primary care physician and writer in residence at Massachusetts General Hospital. She's got a new book of essays out, by the way, about her 35 years in medicine. It's called Letter to a Young Female Physician.